Welcome to episode 2 of the Get Reset podcast. Today I have Sonny and Leon with me recording in person in Chicago.
Yo, what up?
Hey.
First in
person. We're actually not in person. This is all a lie.
Yeah, it's all set up. So you may know Sonny and Leon. They are co-founders of Iron Mike with me, and we've worked on a lot of different projects together. So it's nice to have them here, and we've been visiting each other and hanging out in person for the first time in about 2 years. So yeah,
almost 2 years.
Doing a little work at the coffee shop, making sure V2 of Iron Mike is going to come out.
Making sure the servers stay up too.
Yeah, so if you may or may not know them, but if you don't, Sonny, go ahead and tell them a little about yourself. What do you do?
Yes, very similar to Kyle. I've been coding since I was 13 years old. Started on like the free webs community, and that's how we've all kind of met in the beginning. So I've been just mainly, you know, full stack web development, been building different projects, applications, websites. But yeah, just, you know, same sort of stuff, just working at startups and trying to build something on the side, trying to build something that could give some value to other people.
Leon doesn't do much, but I'll let him.
Yeah, you know, I'm very different from Kyle and Sonny. I'm not a developer. I'm a marketing strategist. So while I've been on the internet for quite a while with these two and, you know, using the page builders and everything, I've kind of gone more to the marketing and the paid side and making sure whatever they're building is getting users and getting exposure. So I think we've got a really good flow kind of going these days.
Cool. So with that, we'll go ahead and get into the first segment, which is Would You Rather? And the first question is, would you rather give up on our side project? I assume that's Iron Mike. Leon wrote this question. So would you rather give up on our side project or never work remote again? Leon, you can answer it.
I definitely just give up on the side project.
I give up. Yeah. I've had so many failures in the past. Yeah. I mean, I realize now not to get stuck on a single project.
Would this be give up one side project or give up all side projects?
I think I would give up all side projects to stay working remote. Like, the luxury that I can come to Chicago during like a weekday and then stay for the weekend is that I was able to work remote.
If you give up remote and you have a side project that goes off, aren't you working remote anyway?
Oh, that's a very good question.
So you have to go into the office to work on your side project.
Yep. We're going to have designated WeWork offices.
Yeah, screw all our side projects.
I think I would... The remote work thing's a nice thing. But I don't think I would give up working on side projects for that.
Yeah.
Eventually one's going to take off, right?
One of these years.
Yeah.
But I've done both, and honestly, I don't mind coming in. It's more of the flexibility. Yeah. Remote work. So if you get that coming into an office, then it's not a big deal.
So more or less, this was just a terrible question. Thanks, Leon.
Thanks, Leon.
Okay, next question. Never be able to use Slack messaging or never be able to call anyone.
You know, Slack's amazing, but I feel like it's a big productivity killer. Especially when I want to do like more in depth and I'm tired of somebody like slacking me back and forth, I just call them. Like, that's my really big thing.
Any like traditional mediums, like calling, email, all of that's going to stay around. And like, people are like, oh, I don't call anyone, I don't text anyone. But you still do it from time to time.
I do it like 3 or 4 times a day. I call people. Like, it's just like, I'm just like, I don't want to deal with messaging you. And
yeah.
Like, it's just like,
it's when so it comes to business, it's so vital. So
yeah, definitely.
So Slack messages, all three.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. Delete your Twitter or delete your website?
I definitely just delete my website.
Your website fucking sucks.
Like, I think it's one of those things where I'm always like, I'm going to do something on my website and I'm going to commit to it. But in the end, like, the platform of Twitter is just like, in the moment, I can tweet something out and get more engagement and feedback on it. Whereas my website's more... just bringing in traffic here and there. There's not a lot of conversation, and I really value the conversation more than anything.
So yours is a correct answer. I still like building my own personal website so much, so...
I delete my website. Yeah. I don't think... I mean, can I just rebuild it?
Yeah, but Twitter's not going to stay around, though. So I'd still delete Twitter.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, Twitter's
any marketing channel.
Where would I post that native. I did stuff?
Look, my newsletter is still around. Ooh.
That's how like the last episode. Newsletter, yeah.
I don't get people to my newsletter.
Oh, well, that's a problem. But yeah, Twitter for me.
Twitter. That's surprising.
Even though I love Twitter.
I think you're lying. But okay, so next segment, and this is much more technical, so Leon, if you feel like answering this.
Okay.
Because we know that you're dumb and non-technical.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, kidding.
Nah.
Yeah. So, for the audience, if this is your first time listening, the segment's called Push, Commit, Stash. Basically, there's three different topics. If you push something, that's your number one. If you commit it, that's your number two. And if you stash it, that's your number three. So the first one, which I've used before, but I think this is relevant, and I want to know Sunny's opinion. Push, commit, stash, React, Vue, or Angular?
That exact same order.
Really?
Because React is... So push as in that's what I would use and actually keep around.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like React at this point is like ubiquitous, like jQuery,
mm-hmm.
where the whole community is using it. It's the most popular. It's something that's going to... that has stayed around. It's going to stay around. Backwards compatibility has been a thing with it. And so React for me, but then Vue is something that is, it's like it's a runner up. It could stay around, but we just don't know for sure. And then Angular has just had such a bad history with backwards compatibility. I wouldn't even give them any more. I wouldn't even go with them at this point.
Yeah, I think Vue is slowly going to die off. I think React just has way too much community behind it to go away anytime soon. But yeah, I mean, that's how I've answered the question the same way you did before.
The other part is also React as JavaScript versus templating with Vue and Angular.
Yeah.
So.
True.
There's a personal opinion, but I like the way React handles it.
Yeah. Cool. So next question is push, commit, stash, Postgres, Mongo, or MySQL?
I abstain from this.
That's a tough one. I mean, I think it's probably the same. Well, Postgres, push Postgres, commit MySQL, and stash Mongo.
Why would you stash Mongo? Have you ever used it?
We used it on IdeaScratch. Yeah. But that was like my only experience with it. The startup I'm working at right now is using it, and it's causing issues because it's more queries. You're querying the database more because it's non-relational.
Yeah.
But they're trying to use it in a relational way, so I guess it depends on how you use it.
Yeah, I think I would...
Small apps, I think Mongo would be really good.
Mongo is so much easier to get up and going on for some like small project.
But then Postgres, like for production stuff, I'd go with Postgres because it's just so stable and performance as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's really a bad decision here for these three. They're all good. Yeah. Like, they're all really powerful. I think I would do the same as you, push... Well, no. I would push Postgres... commit Mongo and stash SQL. Okay. I think SQL and Postgres are like close enough anyways.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Because MySQL had memory issues, so that's fair.
Cool. So the next one Leon can actually participate in. push, commit, stash, Mac, Windows, or Ubuntu.
And push is one, commit is two, and stash is three, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so in that order, like Mac, Windows, Ubuntu.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
What would you do?
No, I'm joking. I really would do differently. I would push Mac, commit Ubuntu, stash Windows.
Huh.
Ooh.
Because I hate Windows. Ubuntu's close enough to Mac for me. And it's like the only things that I can't do on Ubuntu are like design.
I don't know if I could do Linux again, honestly.
Yeah, like I know the shell's the same and everything, but
like the desktop experience I don't think is there yet.
I think it's really the software support for Windows is well enough that you could get enough apps that you do on like Mac, whereas Ubuntu you're kind of stuck without some of the options of design software.
It's not supported,
Like,
and with Windows adding, I don't think it's there yet, but I think Windows will be very close to me. Like a lot of developers are even switching over to Windows.
I just really don't like Windows.
And then, like, it might just be the hardware. Like, if you try some of the Surface stuff, I think it's quite amazing hardware that has, you know, come a long way.
So I would push Mac, commit Windows, and then stash Ubuntu.
Yeah, especially Ubuntu doesn't like support a lot
Windows
of drivers
with like Linux support. The Bash shell.
Yeah, that's fair. Cool. So that's all the questions. Do you have any that you thought of while we were recording that you'd like to add?
What would you, like, meeting after 2 years, what would you say feels different?
Between us? Well, Sonny got a haircut, so I'm just not really sure who he is anymore.
You know,
Leon gained a lot of weight.
Not that much, but
well, they don't know if we're lying or not.
I think the big thing is we've kind of all moved into our careers, and we've all fallen into like our spaces, like, you know, where we are with our projects too. So, you know, like what you're gonna do, Sonny, is like sometimes server admin, a lot of like back end. Kyle ends up being like design and front end. And then I'm like copy and like the marketing push, and it's just like fallen into like a progression with us, and we've all been able to grow together. So from 2 years of meeting each other to now, it's like even 2 years, we were kind of the awkward group of friends that, you know, we knew each other and everything, but I don't think we knew ourselves that well.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah, we've all come. I mean, just in, like the last time we met was 2 years ago. I was like 6 months into my career.
Mm-hmm.
Leon wasn't really, and you weren't.
No, I was still working like grocery stocking jobs and everything.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So.
And Sonny was still at the startup at that point, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
So it was like between, yeah, a lot happened in the last 2 years.
You just had moved out. I think I had just moved out. You were still at home. And then I think now we've all been out of the house. We've all progressed on what we want to do and how we want to do it. And now we have like goals for like Iron Mike and like our personal brands with like podcasting and just where we want to go with all of that.
Yeah. Cool. So with that, that is episode 3 of the podcast. Wow. Already to number 3.
Pretty sure she said 2 at first.
I was thinking 2. I'm like, math. But cool. So you can find Leon where at on the internet?
Twitter, Instagram, like any of the socials. It's Leon Hitchens. And then same thing, website, leonhitchens.com.
Sunny?
SunnySync.io on Twitter. But go to the website, SunnySync.io. You'll find everything there.
Unless he deletes it. So cool. Their links will, of course, be in the show notes. I'm not sure who we're going to have on next week. I think I'm going to try to get Sergio finally on. But yeah, so thanks for listening to episode 3 of the podcast, and we'll see you next Tuesday.